Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Drew Conry Murray. It's October 12th, 2017, and here's what's happening. Last week, I had a conversation with Barefoot Networks. This is the startup behind the Tofino Programmable Ethernet Switch Chip. Unlike the typical fixed-function networking ASIC you get from someone like Broadcom, Tofino allows full programmability of the switch silicon. Barefoot's also behind the P4 programming language. P4 is an open-source language that lets you tell a programmable switch exactly how you want it to process packets. Now, that's a background. What's new? Barefoot has partnered with Google to create and release P4 Runtime. According to the press release, P4 Runtime is, quote, an API for enabling communication between the control plane and forwarding plane in an extensible and scalable manner. Okay, so what does that actually mean? It means if you have a bunch of switches running programmable silicon, you can program and update them from a controller using P4 Runtime. And as part of the announcement, Barefoot and Google are demonstrating P4 Runtime using Tofino switches and an SDN controller. And in this test, they used the open source Onos controller from the Open Networking Foundation. And you may have heard of Onos. It's got some adoption from big carriers such as AT&T and Deutsche Telekom. Now, you may have noticed the repeated use of a couple of terms, programmable and open source, and that's not an accident. So while Barefoot's building silicon for Ethernet switches, the company really emphasizes the transformative power of software. Nick McEwen, he's a co-founder at Barefoot, said in an interview with Packet Pushers, quote, "We're trying to drive the industry to where the network behavior is defined in software. Programmable silicon and open source software are two keys to this development." Okay, so what does this mean for the average enterprise? Right now, not so much. Most of the interest in programmable silicon and software to run on that silicon comes from the web scale giants like Google, Facebook, Amazon, etc. And these companies have a real business imperative to program their own switches with a programmable data plane. They can customize devices so they can wring out every drop of performance. They can extract deep telemetry data and get fine-grained operational control. And they also have the developer talent and the pool of network engineers available so they can actually take full advantage of programmable silicon. But for companies that aren't at Google scale, the depth of programmability available in Tofino may not have all that much value, at least not yet. McEwen notes that Barefoot has written a program called switch.p4, which includes around 45 of the protocols that you'd expect to run on a typical switch that you'd buy from your standard vendor. And the idea is that with switch.p4, you give non-web scale customers an option for experimenting with programmable silicon. So if you want to find out more about Tofino, head on over to barefootnetworks.com. You can also check out p4.org. That's the letter P and the number 4.org to get details about the P4 programming language. And that was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.